in the middle of the last storm, there was people without power for 2 or 3 days. We identified, or the government identified, through the councils, hubs that people could go and commute in into if there was power outages. So my point was to identify the areas in North Leith that we're specifically talking about, say, Kilnumry, Drumahair, Killargy, Annorhamling, Glenfarne, Rossimber, Tintyclare, that people without power for a few days could go into these hubs, that there's backup generators, that they can have hot meals, that they can have showers, and that if you're in a storm, and there has been in the last storm, people outages for, you know, a week, and we can't go through that again. The report was done by the people of Killargy, what they suffered. Some of them was out 2 or 3 weeks without power. Some of them, you know, you're talking about medical devices that they needed for power. And have we learned lessons by this, or is it just all smoke, and that we do a report and then no action takes place? Because I believe that they haven't acted on this. They haven't really done the backup as regards these community centre hubs and backed them sufficiently that before the next storm, they're identified and all these generators and things are put in place in them.
And how are people in North Leitrim feeling, Councillor Gurn, heading into another autumn winter with what you're saying, while reports have been done, little action has actually been taken to perhaps maybe reassure them and ease those fears?
Well, I'll give you an example. Like if you're identifying, say, Quilcher or private forestry and say there's trees down, then I mean trying to identify the landowners, trying to get access to cut the trees down has been a nightmare. So the council can't go in there and cut the trees down. So what I'm saying is that before the power outages are there, or the ESB have to go in, you know, that we're out without power, that the ESB can go in there, get their harvesters and cut trees. Like, I mean, people are going by and they're seeing in fields trees ready to fall down on wires again. And I can't understand. There needs to be a change here in legislation through the Minister, Michael Healy-Ray, that, I mean, ESB crews should be able to go in without even asking permission, cut these trees down before there's power outage. We can't go through a stage again where there's another storm again, the people without power for 2 or 3 weeks. They were out telephone lines. I was dealing with somebody that was out of telephone for a month, an elderly person, didn't have a mobile. There's people on medical devices that they, you know, just battery packs won't do. So, I mean, we can't go through this again. There has to be lessons learned. Otherwise, we're just ticking the boxes, all smoke, and it dies down waiting for the next storm. So they have to act on the information that came back from the communities.